Sabay-sabay sa tagumpay. Sikaay, sumfriend na pagsisita, nilimitin sa hinaharap. Sikaay, hiniling paglalakay, sama-sama sa pagkilos, sabay-sabay sa tagumpay.
Isang magandang araw sa ating mga tagapakinig. No, at sa ating mga kasali, hinahandog ng College of Social Work and Community Development ang isa na namang episode ng Sikaay Kilos, no, sa DCUP 1602. Ako po ay si classmate Hazel Cometa Lamberte mula sa Departamento ng Gawaing Panlipunan at Pagpapaunlad ng Pamayanan. No. Ako po ang isa sa inyong tagapagpadaloy ngayong araw na ito sa Sikaay Kilos. No. Kamusta? Kinakamusta ko kayo ngayong classmate, no? Kasama ko po ngayon si classmate Rosel. Classmate?
Magandang araw po sa lahat ng ating mga tagapakinig. Isa na naman episode ng Sikaay Kilos, ang programa ng College of Social Work and Community Development.
Ayan. So, classmate Rosel, napakaganda ng ating topic ngayon, no? Kasi may kinalaman ito sa isang napaka... importante pero the humbling profession, no, yung social work, yan, no. Tamo naman, ako ay isang social worker, no, pero hindi natin pag-uusapan ang tungkol sa akin ngayong araw na ito, no, dahil tayo ay kukuha ng isang napakagandang inspirasyon, no, mula sa napaka ganda at mabuting tao, no. Kakasama natin siya maya lang, no.
At so, saka ano eh, ang title ng episode natin, it's more fun to be social worker, eh, no.
Yes.
Pero yung fun, rinere-define natin kung ano yung fun.
Ano yung fun, no. Okay, sige, ano natin yung mamaya, maalaman natin, no. So, marami pa rin mga tao, no, ang hindi nila alam na ang social work pala, classmate, ay isang profesyon, no. Kala nila, pag ikaw ay namigay na ng sardina, sabi nga ng uncle ko dati, bakit ka pa kukuha ng 4-year course, no? Mamimigay ka lang naman ng sardinas, kayang gawin ng lahat yan, no? Ano ba talaga ang ginagawa ng isang social workers, no? Yun ang ating alamin ngayon, no? At yeah, totoo, no? Ang isang social work po ay isang profession, 4 na taon po ito, at bago po kayo makapag-practice ng social work profession sa Pilipinas, ay kailangan nyo po munang pumasa sa board exam. Yan, maganda pag-usapan din mamaya, no, ng ating sa ating guest, no, kasi siya po ay isang top sa ating board exam, no. So ang practice po ng social work sa Pilipinas ay ito po ay nasa batas, no, hindi po ito basta-basta lang, ito po ay isinabatas noong 1965, no, at ang profession na ito ay although sinimula ng panahon pa ng mga Espanyol, no, pero ito ay na-professionalize talaga, no, sa pagdating ng mga Amerikano. Sila talaga ang nagdala nito at nagapadala ng mga Pilipino sa abroad para mag-aral ano ba talaga ang social work profession, no. At
ito lang, lolo ko nga isa sa mga umikot ng iba't ibang residential care sa Europe actually and the US.
Wow. So meron kang dugo na social work, classmate.
O minsan i-flash natin 'yan sa historical ng background ng social work.
Oo, maganda pag-usapan.
So,
oo. So ano ba talaga ang definition ng social work, no? Ayon sa International Federation of Social Work, no, a social work profession is a practice-based profession, no, and an academic discipline that promotes social change and development, social cohesion, and the empowerment and liberation of people. Principles of social justice, human rights, collective responsibility, and respect for diversities are central to social work. Underpinned by theories of social work, social sciences, knowledges, social work engages people, indigenous knowledges, social work engages people and structures to address life challenges and enhance well-being. Siksik liglig, yan po ang definition ng IFSW, no? Ng IFSW, ng
the
social
National
work
Federation of Social Work.
Yes, oo. So, ang daming pwedeng gawin, no? Kapag ikaw ay social worker. At ang pinaka-key doon, this is for human rights, no? and social justice. Yan, classmate.
Which is one of the key pillars of the College of Social Work and Community Development. And today, we're very honored to have our guest, our resource person, our classmate. No, our guest is Glenda Relova, Assistant Secretary of the Department of Social Welfare and Development at Central Office. She finished her Bachelor of Arts in Accountancy, in BS Nursing, and BS Social Work. And she was the board top-notcher last 2013.
Okay. Yes.
Welcome, Assistant Secretary Glenda. In our program, we call each other classmates because we're like classroom on the air. Sige ho, batiin nyo yung mga fans nyo.
Hello, magandang umaga po sa inyong lahat, sa lahat po ng tagapakinig or tagapanood nitong programa na ito. At syempre, I would like to greet yung ating dalawang classmates, si Ma'am Hazel at si Ma'am Lea. So magandang umaga po sa inyong lahat.
Sige. Simulan natin ang talakayan ng pagpabahagi, classmate Glenda, no? Kwento mo naman kung paano ka naging top one.
Bakit muna siya naging social worker? Ang dami niya palang course.
Oh, why social work? At saka natapos mo lahat yun, accountancy, nursing,
and so, social work. Parang ang tanong
kasi. Triple degree?
Nako, nawawala ata si Asek. Asek?
So,
nag-freeze.
Bakit social work? Bakit social work?
Nako. Oo, sige. Antayin natin maayos ang signal ni Asek Glenda, no? Maganda pag-usapan, classmate, no? Kasi pagkatapos niyang kumuha ng dalawang kurso, eh bakit nga ba kumuha pa siya ng social work, no? At anong meron sa social work? Yan. So natin magandang pag-usapan. Asek? Tingnan natin kung nandiyan na si Asek.
Yan. So, medyo nagbabuffer.
Nako. Oo nga. Mukha may problema tayo sa signal.
Inaalis.
Pasensya na po.
Alisin mo yung video mo, Hazel.
Ang sagot na...
Alisin ko.
Ayan. So, okay na po ba mga classmate?
Okay na, classmate!
Ayan. So, why social work? Why not social work? The three professions na or the two other professions na tinapos ko po. I feel like mas fulfilled po ako sa practice ng social work. So I can see the holistic manage every step of the way, every life cycle ng tao. Ang mga social worker ay nagkakaroon ng opportunity na makapag-provide tayo ng guidance. Hindi tayo yung gumagawa, but every step of the way na doon tayo is vulnerable or kahit nasa upper echelon sila ng society, but experiencing crisis situation. So, maaari tayo na maging guide sa kanila. So, I guess, yun yung nakita ko kasi na-practice ko yung tatlong profession na yun eh. Pero, mas na-enjoy ko, siguro it's more of the emotional fulfillment and the intellectual fulfillment too. Kasi, lingid sa kaalaman ng iba, napaka-diverse ng practice ng social work. So, katulad ng sinabi kanina ni Classmate Hazel, hindi lang yung pamimigay ng lata ng sardinas. So, settings niya, policy making, and talagang madami kang magagawa at madami kang mai-impluensyahan bilang isang social worker. Siguro yun why work? Back to yung mga classmates.
Ayan, sige. Maraming salamat, Classmate Glenda, no, dun sa iyong paliwanag, no, at kung bakit ka nag-social work, yan, no. So, nasabi mo, importante ang emotional and intellectual fulfillment mo dito sa social work, no. So, ang social work profession ay isang profession na masasabi natin stressful din, no, ang kanyang work environment, no. Pero mataas ang kanyang fulfillment, no? Yung pag nagtanong ka sa mga tao, mataas ang fulfillment sa social work profession. Yun nga lang, no? Kailangan mo talaga mag-enjoy, no? Yun na nga eh. Ibang fun, no? Ang mag-enjoy talaga dito sa social work para tumagal ka, no? Kagaya ni classmate Glenda, no? Sinabi niya, emotional and intellectual fulfillment ang kanyang naranasan sa social work profession. Ayan. Classmate Roselle?
Thank you very much. I hope that kailangan lang natin siguro alisin yung ating video para maano yung bandwidth. Classmate Glenda, magkwento ka naman ng mga work experiences, lalo na sa iba't ibang larangan, sabi mo, no? Meron direct service, meron policy influence, no? At yeah, maybe Classmate Glenda can share some of her work experiences bilang isang social worker sa larangan na to.
Ayan, very diverse po yung experience ko with social work. Welfare Development Office of Laguna. So, ano siya, center-based setting. So, yung first and then, habang nurse ako, nag-aaral na ako na ng social work and then nakapasa na ako ng social work. So, yun ay Crisis Center for Women. Tapos, nag-graduate ako sa rehabilitation. And then, I also participated in the establishment of the Bahay Pag-asa, which is the first juvenile justice home in Laguna. And then, after that, nagpunta na ako sa international organization. So I worked with the CFSI, yung Community Family Services International, together with the United Nations High Commissioner for Refugee and Department of Justice. So I handled the refugee program for the Philippines noong time na yon. And then after that, nag-community organize naman ako in partnership with the PWU International
Nawawala.
And Children's and Life Services and Consuelo Foundation. So ito yung community upliftment. So community organizing siya. Then napunta na ako sa Pantawid dito sa central office. So naging PDO4 ako ng Family Development Session, FDD. And then naging head ako ng Kumustahan. Ito yung parang special program para linisin yung mga
nawawala, nagdi-dead air tayo.
Okay, generally ang sharing ni Classmate Glenda yung diversity, sinabi niya kasi yung diversity ng larangan pero yung diversity rin ng kanyang personal experiences, no? So she has worked in Laguna, no, when setting up the juvenile justice context, no,
dati juvenile
setting it up, eh, no. So I think this is important dahil setting it up is really a big challenge, no, especially moving from dati kasi the old school was juvenile delinquente, but now we're talking about juvenile justice. I think that's really very important, no. And then she also worked with international NGO, no, which is Community and Family Life Services, no. And then also, so these are the different settings, no. She was saying out how diverse at the same time her own personal involvement, so in community organizing, you know. So this is also towards community-based approaches, no, rather than only one. Usually, the old school was really only in institution-based or residential. But here we're seeing now the complexity of the development of the profession was really in terms of different contexts. Sige, with that, maybe we can deepen also her this diverse experiences with enriched also her present position now, especially she has been also hands-on on exchanging with different sectors or clients of in the social work profession. Sige.
That's me. Gumaganda na yung ating usapan, ano, pero sa tingin ko, bago natin balikan si classmate Glenda, tayo break muna ay mag short break ng ano lang, no, mabilisan lang. So magbabalik po ang si Kay Kilos dito lang sa DCUP 1602, kasali ka.
Sikay, hindi ng paglalakbay, sama-sama sa pagkilos, sabay-sabay sa tagong
right. Nagbabalik po ang si Kay Kilos dito lang sa DCUP 1602. Ayan, no? So kanina ang ating pinag-uusapan, no, ay yung ating topic ngayong araw na ito. It's more fun to be a social worker, no. Indeed, no. Tayo ay nakakahanap, no, ng ano tawag dito, fun, no, sa lahat ng engagement natin bilang social worker. Sinabi ko kanina, it's a very highly stressful job but very fulfilling, and marami kang makukuhang adventure kasama na diyan ang pag may problema tayo sa signal. Ayan. So kanina, no, classmate, bago tayo nag break, no, ay nag-share si classmate Glenda nung kanyang karanasan bilang isang social worker at
ang guest natin ngayon, ang classmate Glenda, ay Assistant Secretary ng Department of Social Welfare and Development.
Ayan, oo nga. Sige. Thank you, classmate Rosel. So, shinare ni Asik Glenda kanina, no, ang kanyang work experiences, and napakaganda kasi na-touch niya yung iba't ibang methods of social work practice, no? Sa mga social worker, we know na meron tayong tatlong methods, no? Casework, group work, community organizing. So nagsimula siya bilang isang caseworker sa isang residential care settings, no? So may iba't ibang settings siyang pinuntahan, no? Residential care, which is casework, no? Then meron and group work, no? You have also yung sinabi niya na sa community organizing siya, which is another method of social work. And then, nung lumipat na siya dito sa Department of Social Welfare and Development, this is more macro, no? Administrative naman ang kanyang hinawakan dito. And gusto ko lang din susugan, no, yung kanina, yung kanyang pag isa sa mga engagement niya, yung kauna-unahang pagtayo ng mga bahay pag-asa sa Pilipinas. Ang mga bahay pag-asa po ay itong residential care facilities ng ating mga children in conflict with the law. Yun na po ang politically correct term, no?
Yan yung evolving. Yan yung evolving. Nag-evolve talaga siya. No? Di ba dati, juvenile delinquent, tapos children... now
children.
Since
yeah.
Justice na ngayon ang point of view, hindi incarceration, no? Yon, children in conflict with the law. Click.
Chike, classmate, no? So papunta na tayo dun. Sabi kanya ni classmate Glenda, nakarating na siya sa bahay ng Department of Social Welfare and Development. Comment. Yeah, nandiyan na ngayon, no? Gusto natin yung pag-usapan. Di ba mahirap magtrabaho sa gobyerno, classmate Glenda? Bilang kinatawan sa DSWD?
Sige, classmate.
Siguro talagang kahit saan naman na, ano, na parang settings, mahirap magtrabaho, di ba? So, may kanya-kanya siyang nuances, may kanya-kanya siyang difficulty. So yung pagtatrabaho sa gobyerno, so how do we navigate itong klase ng environment na ito given the bureaucracy? Siguro ang masasabi ko lang doon, parang kinorelate ko siya sa pangalan ko, GDR. Siguro you have to stay grounded most of the time. So when I say grounded, kinakailangan the basic principle of social work is the awareness. Aware ka kung saan ka nagtatrabaho. Aware ka kung ano yung dapat mong gawin bilang isang social worker. And then, that's letter G. And then, letter D is dedication. Dedication to the mandate of the agency. Kinakailangan informed ka ano ba talaga yung dapat na ginagawa ng ahensya nyo para hindi ka naliligaw. Kasi bilang isang social worker na naranasan ko na napakadami ng ibinibigay sa akin ng mga task, mga trabaho, sometimes beyond the mandate ng organization, sometimes beyond your scope or beyond the scope of your terms of dedicated ka dun sa mandate, sa kontrata mo, tsaka ano ba yung kinakailangan mong i-deliver. So, and also, kinakailangan dedicated ka rin sa prinsipyo na kinakailangan lahat ng ginagawa mo, in-tune ka pa rin na lahat ng bagay, ipinapreserve mo yung dignity ng kliyente mo, which is very important. And then, yung R, kinakailangan results-oriented ka. And sa lahat ng level, kahit sinong nakakaharap mo kung nasa saan ka man, whether it's government or private, you always show respect sa kliyente at sa mga katrabaho mo. And gusto ko lang idagdag siguro is another letter, which is letter I, yung integrity in public service. So, ang mundo kasi ng social work, maliit lang, and social development. And ang puhunan mo is yung good work mo and yung good name mo. So, kinakailangan i-preserve mo yun. So, sa akin yung GDRI, grounded, dedication, results-oriented, and integrity as a social worker. Back to yung mga classmates.
Okay, okay ang ano ni classmate. At least malinaw yung boundaries, di ba? Kasi parang these are the important points for even preserving yourself, no? Yourself, yes. You are the one which brings about and brings the light, no? Like it, no? It will all be very abstract if you don't ground yourself nga in these points which you just shared. Yes, classmate Hazel.
Yeah, it's sinabi nga natin, no, na napakadami ng challenges, no, when you work with the government or yeah, kahit saan naman, no. But I think there's another layer kapag ikaw ay isang nasa gobyerno at medyo mataas ang katungkulan at yung katungkulan na yan, no, ay may kinalaman ang may pwede kang maapektuhan, no, ng mga political
political realities.
Realities.
Siguro classmate Glenda, given yung different context, so it has made you more sensitive of diverse actors in this context, no? And you were talking about the bottom line of respect and integrity, no? Not only yourself, but also especially in terms of your partner and your clients, no? So my question now is, how do you navigate the political and bureaucratic environment, no, of social welfare and development? No? Parang maybe magkwento ka ng concrete sa yung mga context, yung in your journey, you have come across a really intense dilemmas. And how are you able to navigate or how are you able to make decisions which required this sensitive?
Oo. Pag kasi nandun ka sa national government, ano, so madami ka talagang mararanasan, specifically yung bureaucracy, and then syempre may mga political maneuvers din dyan. So how did I and am I navigating dito sa mga bagay na to? Siguro ang good thing is tayong mga social worker, trained tayo eh, na parang we know how to interact with people. There are lots of people siguro na talagang mag-espouse ng different things like developing programs na they think would benefit yung ating general population. Or sometimes, ibibigay sa'yo yung isang programa na hindi naman talaga dapat para dito sa ahensya nyo. Ganun. So, since we are trained and influencer tayo eh, agent tayo ng social change. So, kinakailangan meron kang certain mindset to influence and explain to them. You don't reject their ideas. Maaaring mag-come up kayo with compromise na you still maintain yung mandato at magbe-benefit pa rin yung mga kliyente on a greater scale. You just need to have that convincing power and lobbying para mag-meet kayo na ma-push through mo pa rin ang social development agenda and social development perspective. In so doing, win-win situation to para sa lahat. So, siguro ganun. I experience itong mga gantong bagay, specifically sa legislation, kasi merong iba na gusto magpasa ng mga batas, ganito yung idea nila. Tapos tayo naman, since nandito tayo sa social development sector, ipapasok natin yung social development lens natin para lalong mas maging systematic, mas maganda yung programa or yung batas na dinedevelop. So dito kinakailangan talaga yung bargaining, influencing power ng isang social worker.
So classmate Glenda, maganda yan. So in a sense, talagang it's about communicating in a language that you will not antagonize.
We don't do that eh, di ba? We set the tempo eh, catalyst tayo. So we always set the tempo na maging open yung table for communication, for compromise, and finally to deliver results. So ganun tayong mga social worker po.
and I think with what you mentioned earlier, with the communities and the clients in mind, I think that's with that, I think as the primary priority, I think you will not go wrong.
Yeah, always, always. Dignity of our beneficiary.
Ang ganda ng sinabi ni classmate Glenda, classmate Rosel, no? Kasi sinasabi niya, wala tayong nire-reject, no? Wala tayong inihindihan, no? Kasi posible, in concrete, ano na sabi natin, ano ba example? Pwede kasi na ang isang, tama ba ako, no? Pwede kasi na ang isang politiko ay gustong may ipalakad or gustong, ito ang gusto kong agenda. Of course, may sarili silang kanya-kanyang interest yan, eh. No? Ito ang gusto ko, ito ang aking agenda, pwede bang isulong ito.
Ilalagay niya yung mga pangalan niya sa lahat ng pinamimigay.
May ganun ba, classmate Glenda?
meron din naman. May na-experience kaming ganyan. Pero alam mo kasi, pag systematic ka kasi, you formulate policies na yun yung ipapakita mo sa kanila without being like antagonistic to them na pasensya na po, hindi po pwede, meron po kaming guidelines na ito po yung sinusunod namin. So, and naiintindihan naman nila. Depende talaga sa how are you going to communicate, how are you going to bring the message across your audience. So, parang ganun po yung nangyayari.
Kasi yun ang kinasanayan nila, eh, no? So, now that if you present it, it's a policy and in a very diplomatic way, I think, I hope.
Meron ka rin bang karanasan na, ako na taga-tanong nito, meron ka rin bang karanasan na nagsabi na, kasi alam naman natin, no, we have rules, regulations, protocols, yung ganyan. Pero we also know, no, na sometimes, no, may mga gustong maka-shortcut dyan, no. Kahit alam nating hindi siya pasok sa beneficiaryo, eh, pwede, meron bang karanasan na gano'n na, pwede bang ipasok nyo to? Pwede bang isama nyo to?
Siyempre, meron tayong mga instances na gano'n na nag-try. Pero siyempre nga, lagi kasi tayong, we go by the guidelines. Diba? So, mahirap kasi na ma-implicate natin ang ating sarili, ganun na rin yung ating mga staff, di ba? So, kinakailangan talaga, doon kasi kami ino-audit sa guidelines namin. So, kaya, as much as possible, we stick with the guidelines. Kung halimbawa, hindi talaga qualified, hindi talaga sila qualified. And you have the power and you have the parang the opportunity to get it across dun sa persona who would try to go beyond the policy and naiintindihan nila. And then find other options or refer them to other agencies or other organizations who can cater to what they need at kung saan sila magfo-fall as qualified clients. Kasi madami naman, hindi din lang naman DSWD, there are other organizations that serves beneficiary na medyo flexible yung mga guidelines nila. So kinakailangan lang you know how to refer and how to communicate properly.
So in the practice of social work, is the concept of beneficiary still being used? Kasi parang ngayon, di ba, you want justice and beneficiary is sort of paternalistic. Is this still being used officially?
Ginagamit pa rin siya interchangeably. Sometimes it's beneficiaries, sometimes it's clients, sometimes it's partners. Depende sa klase ng program na inaano natin. Like for social pension. So since it's a stipend, they are the beneficiaries, di ba? So when they qualify for the requirements, wala naman silang ibang kinakailangan na gawin dyan, di ba? So beneficiary sila of that particular program. When we say kalahi, it's community development. Para ito yung bottom up parang development. So they are our partners. So interchangeably, we don't limit yung mga terms into beneficiaries, clients, or partners. Malawa kasi po, di ba, ang social development. So they can be client, beneficiary, or our partners po.
So it's really very context specific.
Apo, apo.
Okay, sige. So, ang ganda naman na ating sharing. So, punta naman tayo doon kasi natin fun to eh. So, ano po ang fun sa iyong trabaho bilang social worker?
Parang fun is really more the attitude na eh, yes. Because of all
Oo. Actually, di ba, so siguro minsan nga super kikay kasi ako eh, di ba? Super kikay. So, ayan. So, as a social worker, you wear different hats, diba? When you go to the community, iba yung hat mo. So, organizador ka, so talagang, hindi ako po pwedeng bumaba sa community ng ganito, so I have to adjust. So sa akin, yung wearing different hats, ano siya, so sobrang fun siya for me. And I was able to like, be with the grassroots, yung sa community, mag-organize ka sa mga bata, sa mga matanda, sa mga may kapansanan, sa mga policymakers. Lahat yun na-experience ko na nung nagsisimula pa lang ako sa social worker, hindi ko siya na-envision like a-attend ka ng cabinet meeting to represent your agency. And then during the pandemic, I sit as the deputy of the secretary to formulate policies specific for the response to pandemic. And one of that is the formulation sa atin nag-emanate dito sa DSWD yung concept ng social amelioration, which was the biggest program na nilalunch natin in history, targeting more than 24 million families. And ayun, so parang yung sa diversity ng social development, it provides you a wide variety of experiences. When I was working with adoption, I was able to travel, di ba? Kasi nag-accredit kami ng foreign international agency. And yung fulfillment and fun na nakita mo na ang isang bata, nabigyan mo ng permanenteng pamilya. So, ang dami talaga, madami kang na-experience. When I was working with the refugee, akala mo na nakita mo na or na-experience mo na yung pinaka-dire na situation. But every client provides a different perspective, a different, parang kulot sa puso mo. So, it's not really, baka mali yung concept mo ng fun, but it's a different mixture of different emotion. Alam mo yun, yung pain, yung gains of helping people. So I think yun yung concept ko ng fun, yung the mixture of different emotions na naranasan ko bilang isang social worker. And then finding that somehow, some way, nagkaroon ka ng depth sa buhay ng isang tao, natulungan mo siya, that's the fun in social work for me.
Wow. Ang galing noon, classmate Glenda, no? At ako ay sumasang-ayon, no, to be able to influence, no, the lives of our clients, no. Kasi sinasabi ko palagi sa mga estudyante ko, kapag tayo ay nakipag-trabaho sa ating mga kliyente, no, tatandaan natin na ang role natin is very, very crucial because this will make or break, no, yung buhay nila. And this will have a lifelong implications, no, sa buhay ng isang tao. Yung sinasabi mo kanina sa adoption, sa kung saan man, no. So, okay. Classmate Rosel?
Classmate Glenda, thank you very much, no. Kasi parang redefine niya pa rin yung fun, eh. Kasi fun sometimes has a connotation of being shallow, no. But here, fun is being enjoying and expressing, no, the range of emotions which you feel in the lived experience of a social worker, no. So given that, no, classmate Glenda also is very self-aware of her own diverse experiences, no, and she's also accepting all the lessons from these experiences as she was sharing. Siguro, yeah. Ano, classmate Glenda, sinabi mo na kasi yung diverse nga, yung unique talaga yung experiences and yung range niya, no, yung approaches ng social work in terms of influencing, and you know that's influencing a lot of families and households and communities, vis-a-vis you also directly being involved in exchanging with small groups, no, so that makes it really very enriching. Kaya nga hindi tayo magtataka kung bakit yung range nga ng emotions, eh, conscious ka rin, eh, no? How you, parang feeling pain, it makes you also a more beautiful person as you already are, no? Yeah. Well, kasi, maybe, yes, classmate.
In social work kasi, and I think, no, in any other helping professions, napaka-importante yung self-awareness, no? And doon nakakatuwa si classmate Glenda kasi she's really, I think, practice, no? Self-awareness. Alam niya ang strengths niya, no? Saan siya masaya. Importante yun, eh. Saan ka masaya? Saan ka nalulungkot? Saan nagkakaroon ka ng roller coaster rides of emotions, no? And yun ang importante, eh. Meron kang checking ng iyong sarili, no? Kaya pa, yeah, ba?
Siguro, tanong din natin kay classmate Glenda, yung community mo, no? Kasi importante yan, to maintain your mental health, diba? Especially in very stressful and given yung load of caring for communities and people in special circumstances. So who is your community? Your own community? Kasi diba, these are your you know, circle.
Yeah. Kasi I always seek to eat na nandito ako nag-work sa city, I go back to the province every weekend. Or pagka may talagang opportunity for me to go back and ground myself dun sa community ko, I am always thankful sa mga kapatid ko, sa mga pinsan ko, kasi very closely meet yung ano, eh, yung samahan namin as a family. So I gain strength doon, tapos siguro they were able to bring me back sa pagkatao ko as Glenda, hindi social worker, hindi asset. So malaking factor talaga na kinakailangan makimingle tayo sa family natin, and when we do that, tanggalin natin yung hat natin as a social worker, kasi kalimitan, nakakalimutan natin minsan yung striking the balance between work and family life and personal life, that sometimes nadadala pa natin yung mga task natin sa bahay. So ako, ever since na naging social worker ako, I see to it na pag lumabas ako ng Quezon City, hindi ako ASEC. Hindi ako social worker. Ako si Glenda. I'm a wife, though wala na yung husband ko. I'm a wife, I'm a sister, I'm a daughter, I'm a friend. So,
oh, that's very, very heartwarming, no? That you're a person, no?
Yeah,
you're helping, you're assisting, you're guiding, you're leading, but you're a person who also who knows your boundaries. Yes.
Oo, kasi minsan masyado na tayong nakaka-focus sa work natin that we fail to analyze what's happening in our personal lives. Kaya sa tingin ko, yun yung isang dapat din na i-focus natin. If our agency or if our setting doesn't provide self-care, kahit papano sa sarili mo, you should do that. Eh. In a simple way, kung gusto mo lang, ako kasi what I do is, pag umuwi ako, nandun ako sa loob ng kwarto. And then, basa lang ako, luto ako. Minsan, nagbubunot ako ng damo, tapos nakatanggal yung sa pen sa paa. So, that's how I ground. So, alam mo yan, simple things.
Saka yung word mo ng ground, classmate Glenda, yeah. No? I think that's a key word, no? Being grounded. Uh-huh. Grounded in the reality, grounded in yourself, no? Grounded in your mandate, no? Grounded also in the core values of the kind of work you do.
Yeah. Mm-mm-mm-mm. So, dapat talaga life-work balance all the time.
Oo nga po. Sige. Napakaganda ng anang sharing ni classmate Glenda. No? Punta naman tayo doon sa para sa ating medyo ang bilis ng oras. tawag dito. Maganda din natin tingnan na pag-usapan, no? Classmate Glenda, ano naman yung iyong mga personal challenges and fulfillment or the pains and joys, no, of being a social worker? Yeah,
let's share with us two or three.
Siguro one of the pains that I have is yung lesser time with family talaga. Specifically during the pandemic, na sa tingin ko parang there was a time that I thought that I should have spent more time with my husband. If I only knew na he has limited time. So, but syempre, yung task during that time, I am the head of the social amelioration program ng IATF. So, needed talaga ako doon. So, I haven't noticed na parang he's sick pala, ganyan. So, ayun, siguro yon yung sobrang dedication mo sa work that sometimes you fail to realize what's really happening. So, siguro yun yung talagang one of the pains that I have to like take into my life. Ayun, tapos even when I'm grieving, I still have like to maintain a certain facade na you're strong, you're a social worker, though you're dying inside, di ba? So, it was like that. Pero syempre nga, palibasa nga, you're a social worker, you're trained how to process your emotions, how to process your mindset. Siguro, it helped me also na makatawid doon sa dabda ko yung grieving process ko. So ayun, tas siguro talagang there will never be a balance talaga, like 50-50. At some point in time, medyo tataas talaga yung time mo sa work kaysa sa family mo. So siguro
kasi
yun
naman,
yung pain.
You know that the work is influencing so many people, no? That's why you feel parang call talaga yan ng public service.
Oo.
So, your family and community understands that very well.
And I think siguro because of that also, the gains with that is people are motivated, people are encouraged, like kung nasuffer ko yon during those times, probably yung ini-endure nila ay hindi kasing bigat nung na-endure ko. So parang namomotivate sila to move on,
stay strong, be a better person. So yun, tapos parang it also influences people to take up social work. Ganyan, sabi nila parang maganda daw and exciting. So siguro yun, siguro yung pains ko, and I was really thankful na 9 years pa lang po kasi akong social worker, but I experienced so much. I hindi lang po sa pagiging direct social work practice, I even teach sa UP College of Social Work and other institutions, and been to different places. So I think with the pain, madami din pong gains. And ayun, siguro yung maturity ko as a person and as a social worker, nandun na rin po. So yun lang po siguro yung pains and gains.
Ayan. Thank you so much, Classmate Glenda. Ang ganda ng mga sinasabi ni Classmate Glenda kasi talagang grounded at nakaka-ano sa damdamin, ano?
Oo, maganda yung closing message niya.
Closing message,
yes. The pains and the gains.
Oo, and ito, napaka-importante, no, isa sa mga nakita kong perspective kay Classmate Glenda is yung wala siyang tinatawag natin na value dilemma, no? Yung dilemma na sa profession.
Meron kasi din, pero namamanage niya.
Namamanage niya. Pero,
yeah, manageable.
Talaga yan. Oo. Ano tawag dito kasi, di ba, pag nagkakaroon ka ng value dilemma, imbis na pupunta ka sa disaster, mag-aalangan ka eh. No?
Kaya nga move along siya, hindi move on. Move along.
Yeah. Sige. So kung meron kang gustong sabihin sa ating mga tagapakinig na mga siguro naiisip nila maganda ba mag-social work, or kung meron tayong mga social workers dyan na nakikinig na medyo mababa ngayon ang moral, no? Ano po kaya ang pwede nating inyong masasabi, or yun yung habilin niyo?
Ano yung iyong inspirational message sa ating mga tagapakinig?
Siguro unang
social workers.
Oo, siguro unang-una, whether they are students or social workers na po, I would like to congratulate them for choosing one of the noblest profession. So, at siguro ang masasabi ko lang for them is for them to hold on, stay strong, and always uplift the quality of service for social worker. Kasi alam natin na nag-change. So madaming dumarating na challenges, madaming dumadating na crisis. So continue to uplift yourself and hold on to the principles of social work. Specifically, always evaluating your ethical values. Kasi yun po talaga yung magpapatibay sa'yo saan mang setting ka ng social work mag-practice. It is always holding on to the principle of social work, standing for the dignity of the client, and also always checking your values, the ethical standards of social work practice. I think you will never go wrong pagka po yun yung pinanghahawakan mo. So siguro yun lang po. At I am encouraging other, probably yung mga iba na hindi pa nila nakikita kung saan path sila gusto magpunta, why not social work? Because it's more fun to be a social worker.
Yeah. Thank you so much, Classmate Glenda. At gusto din po nating pasalamatan, no, si retired professor Maria Lira del Castillo na nakikinig ngayon. Hello, ma'am. Ayan.
Hi, Ma'am Lira.
Si Ma'am Lira actually help us, no, sa pag-conceptualize nitong ating napakagandang episode ngayong araw na ito. Ayan, Classmate Rosel, meron mo ba kayong takeaway?
I'd like to thank Classmate Glenda for gracing our program today, and we'll be seeing you more, I'm sure, since we're in the same context here in UP.
Yeah, thank you sa inyo.
With that, nagtatapos na naman po ang isang makabuluhang episode ng Sikay Kilos dito lang sa DZUP. Samahan niyo po muli kami kada Miyerkules ng umaga, 11 o'clock to 12 o'clock, no? Tuwing Miyerkules, sa ngalan ng aking mga kasamahan na sina classmate Roselle, classmate Edge, and classmate Baleng, kami po ay bumabati ng magandang araw. Dito po si classmate Hazel. Dito po nagtatapos ang si Kai Kilo sa DCUP 1602. Kasali ka.
Kasali ka. Si Kai, bawat tuloy makulay. Mga kwento ng pagsisika, mahimikin sa hinaharap. Si Kai, hindi ng paglalakbay. Sama-sama sa pagkilos, sabay-sabay.